Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. President Donald Trump signed a plan for reciprocal tariffs on U.S. trading partners. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Trump has rolled out his plan for reciprocal tariffs on American trading partners, potentially triggering an economic confrontation with friends and foes alike. The president says it's simple. The tariffs will match tax rates other countries charge on American imports.
No more, no less.
He says it's about fairness.
No other country can complain.
And insists the tariffs will help cut U.S. trade imbalances and equalize the ability of both American and foreign manufacturers to compete, but they likely could backfire on the president. American consumers and businesses would likely have to pay the new taxes, either directly or through higher prices. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Hamas signaled on Thursday that a crisis threatening to unravel the Gaza ceasefire deal could be avoided. Zachary Goldman from Reuters reports.
That deal appeared near to unraveling this week amid accusations of violations on both sides. Hamas on Thursday said it did not want the agreement to collapse, but it said it rejected what it called the, quote, language of threats and intimidation from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and U.S. President Donald Trump. The Israeli and American warnings came after Hamas accused Israel of holding up an expected influx of aid deliveries and said it would not hand over three more hostages on Saturday until the issue was resolved. That prompted Netanyahu and Trump to warn the ceasefire should be canceled if the hostages were not freed. In a statement, Hamas said it, quote, reaffirms its commitment to implementing the agreement as signed, including the exchange of prisoners according to the specified timeline.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. This is VOA News.